All right. Welcome back to the Career Report. We are your hosts, Tim and Christina Madden. We are super excited to hang out with you today and, as always, show you what's going on in the marketplace, right? So many people say jobs aren't available. So that's what we're talking about today. And as always, if you need help in your career, you can go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Christina, let's get right into it. There are, you know, all those people saying that I can't get a job, right?
Those are probably the same people that don't enjoy the intro music, which, by the way, you cannot be my bestie. You cannot be my bestie if you don't enjoy the intro music and have fun on this podcast.
So actually, we need to change the intro music. Do you know why?
I like
it. Do you know why we need to change it?
Why?
Alex made this beat, but YouTube is saying that we cannot monetize our videos because this is like taken from somewhere else. And we're like, yo, we created this. What are you talking about? So we have something coming soon. So stay tuned for a new intro to the Career Report. But let's get into the Career Report today. Christina, there are 7.7 million open jobs right now. Now I get it. Not all of them are executive jobs. Some are packaging a box inside of a warehouse or things along those, you know. But the reality is, overall, this is the highest job count all year as of right now. But, Christina, companies are still like so at – this is across the board. Companies are becoming extremely apprehensive to bring people on.
Well, yeah, we covered that a couple weeks ago because why? They don't make mistakes anymore. Like employers, they want top performers. They want people to skill up. So I don't know if that's where you were going with this, but yeah, really, they're being more careful.
I think there's a mix of many different reasons why it's like harder to be hired right now. So like now more than ever, you got to be branded effectively. You got to know how to get in front of people. You got to know how to, how did Mark put it on the weekly wins call yesterday? He said, you got to force the date.
Force the date. What you did to get me to marry you.
Yeah. If you're going on an interview, you have to lock down those next steps. I mean, there's so many things that you know how to do. And if not, I'm sure your job search is just atrocious right now. So again, you can go to execupgrades.com/podcast. But what I really think it is, Christina, is there's many reasons. I want to talk about one I haven't talked about ever. Decision fatigue. Here's what I mean by that. When you give someone two or three options, it's easy to make a decision. When I give you 500 options, it's more difficult. So I think a lot of companies are overcomplicating this project. Number one, they have a high influx of quality candidates. Then it's like, oh shit, who do we call? You know, we have 120 people that are qualified. Well, how about these 20? Okay, let's vet them. Let's move these 10 to 15 through interview loops. Oh man, there's just so many decisions going on. And Christina, we know what happens when people have too many decisions.
They quit.
They don't make one.
Yeah. Right? They quit.
So that's likely one of the huge proponents that's going on right now in the marketplace is there's so many qualified people, right? But again, that's not the company's problem. That's your problem, right? So we need to know how to lock down these next steps. So, hey, sectors.
All those applications, then they're like, actually, we don't need to hire this person.
Yeah. Yep.
They're like, never mind.
Yep. Sectors that are seeking just growth. Hey, if you want to know, if you're in a job search right now, regardless if you're a marketer, you know, a sales professional, an ops professional, hey, healthcare, renewable energy, green jobs, data analytics, data centers, even if you don't know anything about that, they still need all professionals, right? Just like any other business. Those are increasingly having steady demand. So if you're looking for a new opportunity right now, regardless of what you do, I would absolutely look at those. Now, number two, you know, more of the Career Report for you. Some industries that are facing layoffs and instability, transportation, warehousing, government sectors. Those are not the best, you know, industries to target right now. And I get it. You know, with everything going on in the marketplace right now, even though there's a lot of jobs with employers being apprehensive, with thousands of candidates for every single position, it means tougher competition for you. So, you know, we come to you every single day saying that you need to skill up. You need to skill up. It's only going to get more difficult. That's really our message for you today. It's only going to get more difficult. right? Go ahead, Christina.
Are we allowed to solve this problem today on the podcast with the Igniter information?
That will help people get on interviews, but the problem is I always tell people, right? I'm going to shoot you straight as I always do. You don't need more interviews. Do we have a new program called the Interview Igniter, which puts interviews on your calendar? Yes. You can email me at tim@execupgrades.com, right? Schedule a call with us on the podcast.
That's what they all want it.
But the reality is, I know that's not your, you may think it's your problem and hey, maybe you do need to get on a couple interviews, but here's what I know. We have statistical data here at Executive Career Upgrades, which says if you know what you're doing, most of you don't, even though you think you do. If you know what you're doing when you get on interviews, you should get an offer if you get on 3 to 5 interviews. So your goal right now should not be getting on a million interviews. It's, hey, how do I get on 3 to 5 interviews with different companies and convert one of them? Really? So you, well, the other thing, just off topic for a sec, people spend, you know, weeks getting on an interview and then 30 or 45 minutes preparing.
I see that all.
It's like, what's more important, getting on an interview or the actual event? Christina, the last thing I wanted to share with you is SHRM, the Society for Human Resources Management. Hey, if you don't know, here's what recently happened, right? Here's what recently happened. SHRM, the Society for Human Resources Management, which certifies most HR professionals, just got in a lawsuit, Christina, for discrimination. So here's what happened, right? This just goes to show you, you could build your credibility over years and years and years. They actually, someone brought up that they were being discriminated against to their boss. Their boss basically didn't do anything about it and then fired them. So SHRM just had to pay $11.5 million. So this is a court case. It's public information that the judge said, yes, you do have to pay this. They are appealing it. But this just goes to show you, right? If you are a leader, you need to be careful and you need to do the right thing. And you need to counsel your people. You need to set expectations, right? You need to make it a welcoming place. And in the military, we have zero tolerance for many things. And one of them is about race. And as you can tell, we have many zero tolerance policies. Most companies have adopted those. But I just want to say, hey, listen, if you are a leader, you always need to do the right thing. When I talk about that, what goes through your mind, Christina?
You know, I live in a world where I think a lot of this isn't happening. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like perception is all over the place. But yeah, I mean, it can be a slippery slope. I mean, what comes to mind is core values, integrity, doing the right thing, like you said. But the world is not always a kind place. And corporate America, as we know, guys, is not always a kind place. Do the right thing, have integrity. That goes a lot into identity work, which you all know I specialize in. And that's how great leaders are built, is through identity work and core values and living a really great life personally, professionally, and financially. And if everybody did that, then we likely would not have those issues happening.
Yeah. It's very sad. Always do right by your people, right? I just wanted to put that, you know, in your ecosystem to just let you know that, you know, it just takes one wrong thing, right? I'm thinking about the person that maybe did that, you know, how that basically transpired. And now that person is listed. Imagine this, that person is listed on a lawsuit, right? I can only imagine that SHRM's probably terminating that person. How are you going to get a job to provide for your family, right? So, you know, Warren Buffett has a saying, like, it takes 20 years to build reputation and it takes less than 5 minutes to ruin it, right? So here's just your daily reminder, do the right thing, skill up, enhance your leadership, enhance your communication, and always, you know, if you're in a job search right now, take it extremely seriously. Christina, any closing comments for the crew report today?
Nope, that's it. We'll see
you. All right, everyone. We will see you back tomorrow. Have a great day.